Hey guys, you are listening to our live special at the Quad in Atlanta, Georgia, for what is going to be the premiere of Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's Season 2 of Four Corner Wars. And me and Mike Williams were there early, and we really were able to just talk about the atmosphere and how everything was going, just the mood as people were starting to come in. And it was a really cool place and a really good show. We, of course, talked briefly about Rowdy Piper. Our condolences on the Rowdy one. And really a big, big loss, especially so soon after Dusty Rhodes. But, you know, we were able to talk about what Rowdy meant to us as fans. Montez, who joined me in commentary for the show, he also joined us. We were also joined by AWE star Siler Cross, and he as well, you know, told us his feelings and thoughts about Rowdy Piper. And we also got to talk to Chip Day as well. And really a good conversation between him and I about, looking forward to Season 2 in AWE, especially after a really hard Season 1 against Jimmy Rave and Murder 1, and, you know, the way that things ended. That To Be the Man with Priscilla Kelly. And so he was looking forward to that. We also talked about what he's looking forward to next weekend at the Scenic City Invitational in Roswell, Georgia. So I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation and this special edition of FOW Radio live at the Quad. So what do you think about this? Do you like it so far?
Yeah, you know, it's really cool to see this kind of a venue, to see a ring set up in the middle of a room like this. You know, this is really going to be action that's like right in your face. You know, it's going to be right in front of you.
It's very intimate, I think. And
yeah.
I think it's just gives you good feel like the old days.
Absolutely.
How it used to be.
Absolutely. You know, you'd set up a ring in a barn or a shed or something like that. You know, I think that in a venue like this, you're going to feel every bump, you're going to feel every slam, you know. Guy hits the mat, you're going to feel it in your chest. You know, you
Absolutely.
Can't really say that when you see a show in a big arena with 1,000 other people.
Yeah. Well, you guys are listening to us live from the Legacy Building here on Atlanta, Georgia on Spring 4th, and we're going to be watching Good Afternoon of Pro Wrestling.
We'll be launching the second season of Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment here in Atlanta, Georgia.
I think it's going to be just fantastic. Good card. I think we'll see some old faces, some new faces. Just it's really excited. But before we get to any of that, let's talk about something that really has impacted the wrestling community the last few days, and that is the sudden, unexpected passing of one Rowdy Piper.
Just talk about the hits keep on coming, man. 2015 needs to take a step back. I just can't handle this anymore. Losing Dusty was one thing. To lose Rowdy, just so soon thereafter. You know, I don't know about you. I was obviously not around. I'm a younger guy. I was obviously not around for Rowdy's, you know, main run. But, you know, the appearances that he would make since then, you know, Rowdy kind of became, to my generation, I think, sort of the crazy uncle that you see at the family reunion, you know, and everybody at the reunion talks about the crazy stories of from his youth, you know, and how crazy he used to be. And every now and then you'd kind of see, you'd see a little spark of that craziness, though. You'd see it in his eyes. You'd see that he could just be just as wild as he ever was. And it made you wish that you could have seen him in his prime.
Right.
You know?
I mean, you think about times that Rowdy Piper had, like the coconut, you know, against Jimmy Snuka. That made him.
Well, think about in wrestling how if you just say the coconut, every wrestling fan knows exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
The coconut.
Right. And, you know, and then you get, you know, WrestleMania.
Right.
You know, if you think about it, Rowdy Piper was the first main heel to go against Hulkamania.
Absolutely.
In
you know, that first WrestleMania, that main event would not have been what it was if Piper hadn't been there bringing the hate.
Yeah.
You know, if say what you will about Hulkamania selling tickets, people wanting to see the Hulkster run wild. Maybe not so much anymore, but wanting to see the Hulkster in his prime running wild. But think about how many tickets were sold for people wanting to see Roddy get his face beaten in.
Right.
Just think about that. I mean, it's two halves of the whole, you know. You want to see the good guy, but sometimes you just want to see the bad guy get what's coming to him. And who did that better than Roddy Piper in his prime?
Absolutely. And I think, if anything, you know, you see people who try to emulate crazy, try to be Piper-esque.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we only have one Roddy Piper. And you could see it. I don't even watch that. I believe it was that Monday Night Raw where they celebrate Hulk Hogan's birthday.
Yes.
And Piper was in.
Out comes Lesnar.
And oh, you
staring down all the legends.
Right, and then, you know, he got to Piper, and you could see the eyes. You know Piper wanted to go.
You saw it in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He would wrestle a match right then, right there.
And he was crazy enough to
And he'd
do
give
the
you
job.
A five-star. You just
right.
know he'd give you a five-star
he'd
match.
He'd sell it. He'd say whatever.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Just
you
think,
know.
I mean, to me, it's hard to encapsulate the influence of a guy like Piper, just like it was difficult to fully, you know, encapsulate the influence of Dusty Rhodes. But you got to think about if Piper hadn't been Piper, would we have, for instance, guys like Brian Pillman? Would we have guys like Stone Cold? Would we have CM Punk? Would we have guys like Dean Ambrose?
Right. I think Dean Ambrose, to me, is the best example now of somebody who's crazy.
Absolutely.
A lot of people like to think of him like the next Steve Austin rebellious kind
yes.
of guy. But though I think you can give him better comparisons against somebody like a Piper.
Absolutely.
And I think Piper set a standard of a crazy heel who
yes.
didn't care about anything.
The chaos that,
right.
that a guy like Piper brought.
So, and now we are joined here by Montez. Me and Mike here have been talking a little bit about the recent loss of Roddy Piper. I mean, and just the impact that he had in pro wrestling. Your thoughts on his passing, and how do you feel about it? You being a wrestler yourself.
Well, honestly, there are only a few people in pro wrestling from the golden age that really got to me as far as the deaths, and a lot of the deaths in pro wrestling have been young. And Piper, he wasn't one of those guys who you saw with nagging injuries who couldn't still get the job done. You know, he was still young as far as age and as far as physical health. So when I heard of the passing, it really got to me because not only was he an influential character in wrestling, but it was just the way that he carried himself, his character. It's just so much that he did for pro wrestling. It's like without a Roddy Piper, it's not the same anymore, you know what I mean?
You kind of got the idea that he was able to avoid a lot of the pitfalls that guys from that era fell into.
Oh, definitely.
You know, to escape the business the way that he did, to kind of find a family, like to find an acting career.
Right.
I don't think that anybody was expecting Piper to just keel over one day in his early 60s.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, you know, you see guys like Hogan, and Flair, who many expected to go out. But you have somebody like him, like Piper, who, of course, you know, got his family, got in a place away from it. You know, he went in Oregon, and he kind of was level-headed about how he raised his family.
Right.
But you know, he was different.
Now we
have Siler Cross here.
Siler, I interrupted. I'm trying to find music.
By all, no worries. Just quick bits, real quick. The loss of Roddy Piper. Your thoughts?
It's weird. I mean, it's weird for me to express feelings on this kind of stuff because, you know, we're all superstitious and it's like we're like athletes. We don't like going to hospitals. We don't like going to funerals and stuff. But I choose to celebrate people opposed to reminisce about how they left. And it's funny because I saw Piper in so many things that should be notable to me, but whenever I think of Piper, the very first thing that comes to my head is him smashing that damn coconut over Jimmy Snuka's head. I don't
Mike
know why.
Mike said the thing. Everybody knows that.
If you just say the coconut, they know exactly what you're talking about.
You say Piper, and that's where it is. It's Piper killed coconut. Like, I don't know why.
Hey, you know. Well, thank you, Siler Cross. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that and I don't know, of all the people that you would have thought you would expect to be gone this soon, Piper's not. I mean, he beat cancer.
Absolutely.
You know, and he had his head on straight.
I think you can't overstate that he escaped. He escaped the pitfalls that so many of our heroes from the 80s fell into. You know, it's...
Bad names.
Absolutely.
Drug abuse.
Uh-huh.
The injuries.
Absolutely.
There were so
the
many...
string of failed marriages. I mean,
yeah,
just all these things.
Definitely. A failed career. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
I mean, you wonder how a guy like Freddie Blassie hung on as long as he did, and Piper, you know, keels over at 61.
That's true.
I mean, it's...
True.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's a tragedy every time it happens.
But again, you know, we at least have the moment to appreciate who Roddy Piper was.
Absolutely.
And you know, you was gonna have, you know, a great show tonight, and I think that a lot of people will have Piper in their mind.
Oh, definitely.
One person that had Piper in their mind the last 24 hours, real quick off subject, was one Rowdy Ronda Rousey. For all those MMA fans out there, it only took her 34 seconds to get her victory last night against Special Pereira.
It's a highly anticipated fight, too, that everybody is expecting to be competitive. And, you know, I've got one thought after that that I've been spouting out there today, which is, say what you will about pro wrestling, you are guaranteed a good main event, and you're going to get it at a decent hour.
That is true.
Every MMA fan is like, oh, I'm not going to watch that fake crap, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I'm in bed before midnight the night before I got to go back to work, and I get a half-hour main event, so what do you got?
That's
you know,
true.
You're up at 2 a.m. watching a 34-second fight.
At least I know I'm getting guaranteed action.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think, except for the main event and maybe one other match fight, we didn't really get to see that much. But, yes, Piper lives on in Rousey, and I think that she's going to make the name proud as she did last night.
I think so.
So we're here. We're live at the Quad. A lot of exciting wrestling. Who are you the most excited to see, Mike?
I got to tell you, I'm very excited to see Darkmon make his AWE debut here. I've had the opportunity to see this guy once before, really in a venue a lot like this, very few people in the room, and it was something interesting to see. I'm really excited to see him again, to see how he has progressed, to see his progress. Every time this guy comes out, it's a spectacle, and I can't wait to be in the room for it.
And Montes, who are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Honestly, it's been a long time coming, but as far as all the matches go, we have a lot of superstars on the card, a lot of people I've been up and down the road with, but that main event, Murder One, Jimmy Rave versus Chip Day and Adrian Armour, that's the match I'm waiting to see.
This is like the ongoing grudge match that just won't come to an end.
Exactly, and then Adrian has been hurt for a little while with his back and everything, so I really want to see what type of physical shape he's in, what type of mental state Chip Day is in, and see how that, you know, coaches.
And Priscilla Kelly being a factor as well, now
absolutely
on the side
that.
Of Chip and Murder One. I mean, on... Jimmy Ray from Murder
mind
One.
Is Priscilla Kelly going to be in this match?
That's
how much
true,
of a factor
man.
Is she going to be in his focus and his, you know, in his mental state?
Yeah. Well, somebody I'm looking forward to, though, I'll say, is Owen Knight. He's been in such a role lately.
Yeah.
I mean, back-to-back wins against, what do you call it, against Sugar D. And not only that, I mean, he put a valiant effort in that triple threat match at To Be The Man, so looking forward to just seeing him and see how much he's grown in the last month or so and how much he's elevating his game now. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah. But let's go back to the main event you brought up. I mean, if you're going to talk about grudge matches and feuds, this is a feud right here between these guys. Now, of course, Adrian has come to the attack against Murder One and Jimmy Rave before, so I mean, there's no, there's no friends in this one. It's just what are you thinking? Who would you say would come ahead in this match or fight? Because this is gonna be a fight.
Well, one thing I've noticed is that with these grudge matches, especially between Chip Day and Jimmy Rave, is a lot of times Chip is just close. But Jimmy's just a little bit smarter. But now Chip Day has Adrian Armour to watch his back and watch for those slip-ups and those little bit of veteran techniques that Jimmy Rave uses. So now I'm really curious as to see who will win this match. And then you also got Murder One. Murder One is not one of those guys who says, I'm a wrestler and just headlocks and all that stuff. Murder One comes in there and fights. Yeah. That's what he does. So, I mean, just, I have no idea who's going to come out on top. This is going to be one of those fights where any given day, any given winner, brother.
You know, it absolutely is. And it is a little more even here having Adrian Armour in the mix to back up Chip. But at the same time, you can't discount Priscilla Kelly. You can't discount the trauma that Chip went through back at To Be the Man. You got to assume she's going to be here. You got to assume she's going to be in Chip's head. And so what that's going to do to his focus, what that's going to do to his focus in the ring, I mean, no one knows until we actually see the match.
That's cool, man. I can't wait for it to happen.
Now, let me throw this question. Now, if you had to think about, you know, the luck that Chip Day has had in his feud against Jimmy Rave, I mean, what are the odds Adrian Armour would turn his back on Chip Day in this match? It's happened to him before. So, I mean, you know, I mean, and if this does happen, can Chip overcome this?
That's true, but I think with the, I hate to say the hatred, but I think with the way Murder One and Adrian Armour have come off, because if you remember a few months back, Murder One and his tag partner were basically trying to bully Adrian Armour and Silas Cross, so I think a lot of that is mental with Armour that he wouldn't even side with Murder One.
Really, I think the biggest question mark has got to be just Chip Day's mental state. Is really what it all comes back to. Is he at a place where he's able to let Adrian Armour watch his back? Is he able to rely on him? Should he, frankly? Does Adrian really have his back? I mean, there's so many questions that we just don't know the answers to until we see these guys in the ring and we see this match start. We kind of just see how it starts to go. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had a lady in your life turn and stab you in the back like that, but for those of us that have, I mean, it's very difficult to come back to just to even trust a friend, to trust anybody.
Absolutely.
And really, I mean, when you're in a tag situation like that against Murder One and Jimmy Rave, I mean, you have to be able to rely on the people that are in your corner.
Yeah.
And if Chip can't, then maybe Adrian doesn't have to turn on him. Maybe Chip just can't hang anymore. I mean, today, the question to be answered is, how does Chip Day come back from the betrayal he experienced To Be the Man?
Well, I guess that question and many more may not be answered tonight. However, this is the season premiere of AWE Four Corner Wars. It's going to be great. For those listening, of course, you're going to hear this after the fact. You're not going to be here, but you will still have chances to get tickets for the next four events, actually. We'll be back at the Quad. I mean, goodness, I mean, we have It's Real and Spectacular coming up.
Absolutely.
Then Follow the White Rabbit. Cedric Alexander challenges Jimmy Rave for the Georgia Crown title.
I mean, just think about the names that we have coming up in this next series of shows. I mean, Cedric Alexander, Sabu, I mean, JT Dunn, the list goes on and on.
Exactly.
I mean, and then you think about, you know, September 13th, Sabu comes to AWE to wrestle against Murder One in a match where a lot of items will be broken.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us are excited to see the kind of hell that Sabu puts Murder One through.
Absolutely. And not only that, I mean, announced recently that, you know, they're holding an October show at the Masquerade.
Yes.
For those who got the season pass, that'll be included. But, oh my goodness, this could possibly be the last wrestling event that happens at the Masquerade.
It could be one of the last events, period, that happened at the Masquerade.
So it's historic, and people, I mean, I'm sure that the promoters, AWE, are going to put out the best show possible so the fans can really come in and just have the greatest time of their lives and really make, you know, history in its last event. So
all of the value that's being packed into the summer pass is absolutely insane, and we're only now getting to the first show.
Right.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen by the time these shows run.
Who knows what's going to happen this show, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I've went over the card, you know, just seen the matches, and it's almost mind-boggling.
Yeah.
This is almost like a independent WrestleMania card. I mean, it's going to be and this is just the first show.
Absolutely.
So imagine that
this is the premiere of this second season
exactly.
for AEW.
So you know so, everybody's going to start off strong.
So for those who missed that on the Long Hot Summer Pass, of course, that's gone. You can still get tickets for the upcoming shows as they come out on sale. So you make sure you follow AEW on Facebook, Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment, on Twitter, ATL Wrestling ENT. And, of course, you can go to their website, AtlantaWrestlingEntertainment.com, for more information about the shows and when tickets will go on sale, because these shows, you do not want to miss. And especially the Cebu show, it's going to be in a different, area where, there's going to be balcony seating that starts at $15. Tickets go as high as $30.
Exactly.
So for those who missed that on the Long Hot Summer Pass, you're lost, but you're still gonna have a chance to pay a little bit more money. So yeah.
Hey, let's be real. You don't have plans at 4 o'clock on a Sunday if you're in the Atlanta area. Don't be a douchebag and come watch some awesome wrestling.
Absolutely. Well, we're here and we're gonna enjoy the start of season 2 of Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's Four Corner Wars. All right, I'm joined by none other than Chip Day.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing better than you are. I mean, last time we talked, we were heading into to be the man.
Yeah.
And, you overcame a lot, made it to the finals, but, man, you lost a very hard-fought match against Jimmy Rave.
Mm-hmm.
But when it looked like there finally was respect between the two of you, Priscilla Kelly, changed things there for you.
Yeah.
How is the man? I mean,
I really don't understand why she did what she did. I don't know if it was all a ploy to get me into a false sense of security where I'd have my guard lowered and then the one girl that I thought I could trust after, a year of having a failed relationship go completely sour to people that I thought I could trust, people that call me brother, call me friend, turn their back on me. I thought I'd found somebody that I could actually, put my faith in, have confidence in to not screw me over. And it was proven once again that I can't really trust anybody. So I got that, and then, that was just icing on top of the can't beat Jimmy Rave cake. So,
yeah.
This summer hasn't exactly been the best for me. But going into tonight, season 2 premiere, I look at it as a fresh start. And me and Adrian Armour versus Jimmy Rave and Murder One is, once again, it's a chance for me to have some kind of redemption and validation that I'm not just chasing the Georgia wrestling crown in vain. I think it's another chance for me to prove to not only everybody in attendance but also to Jimmy Rave that I'm on his level and I deserve to be on the level that he's at. So,
well, yeah, season 2 begins today, and it is a fresh start for you, redemption time for you to just start new. You're putting your trust in yet another person, in Adrian Armour, hoping that this fourth time will be a charm.
Yeah.
So new season, you're going to be wrestling in the next few weeks. Strickland Lucha Underground.
Yep. He's Killshot on Lucha Underground, known all over the world as Shane the Swerve Strickland. He's an amazing athlete. He's one of the hottest young guys on the scene right now, and really a guy that people need to be watching because he's, once again, he's in the same vein of A.R. Fox and Cedric Alexander and ACH. He's a really, really athletic younger guy that everybody needs to watch.
Right. Well, with that, we'll see fresh new faces. We'll see old faces. But it's a new season, a new day for you, Chip. And looking at new things coming up for you, you also will be in Roswell, Georgia next weekend in the Scenic City Invitational. Also, Jimmy's going to be there. But what does it mean for you? I mean, because there's going to be a lot of people from all over the country there. What does it mean to you to be put against fresh new talent and the opportunities that it brings you to go to, you've been in that area before, but, just how cool is it to be, just in front of new, fresh faces? And
you know, they're bringing in a lot of really good talent from the outside. You've got former IWA Mid-South champion Congo Kong coming in, a guy that wasn't defeated for well over a year. You've got, you know, TNA, former TNA star Gunner coming in. You've got world-class competitors like Jimmy Rave. Then you've got local favorites like KT Hamill and Jason Collins and Anthony Henry and myself. And then you've got guys that are making a huge impact in professional wrestling, even though they've only been in it for a short time. Guys like Moose, guys like Gunnar Miller. But the fact of the matter is this, is everybody's looking over me in this tournament. I've read a lot of the literature and a lot of the columns that have come out about the Scenic City Invitational lately, and it seems like everybody wants to sleep on me. Everybody wants to overlook me because maybe I'm not built like everybody else. Maybe I don't look like I should be in a Calvin Klein ad, and I might be speaking a little out of character right now, but it's frustrating when you're overlooked and passed by for so long because maybe I wasn't a former Ram or former Falcon, or maybe I haven't been invited to the Performance Center after only being in the business for a handful of matches. But the thing is I've been at this for almost 14 years now.
Yeah.
And in that 14 years, I think I've got to have the most longevity out of anybody I've come across. I've not been out for really any significant amount of time due to injury. I keep going. I take my wounds and I keep going, man. It's the name of the game. I truly feel I'm the last of a dying breed of professional wrestler where I'm not going to stop until I reach my ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And my ultimate goal is to travel the world doing what I love to do, and that's wrestle. And doing so, I'm going to make the town of Kennesaw, Georgia famous in doing
right.
that. So that's my thoughts on the Scenic City right now.
And, of course, it's been announced you're fighting on Friday night at the opening of the tournament against Gunnar Miller. I mean, that's a pretty tough matchup for you.
Yeah. I've wrestled Gunnar Miller before, one time, and he won. But, you know, Spider-Man always says everybody gets one. Everybody gets one. And he can have that one because I read a comment from somebody the other day on Facebook, and it said, Chip Day's a great ring general. He's the perfect opponent for Gunnar Miller, which said to me, they think, oh, Chip Day, he's really, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good, but I'm not good enough to beat Gunnar Miller is exactly what that's how I read that. So this isn't going to be the Gunnar Miller Invitational Tournament. It's not going to be his tournament to lose.
Right.
It's mine to win.
Yeah. Well, we definitely wish you all the luck in the tournament. And season 2 premiere today, AWE. You are, you know, right
now. Hey,
we got
Scott Hall in the house right there.
We do have. He is. But with this, you're the, you know, focal point of the new season. What you know, and we're looking forward to seeing, you know, you have a better second season. So thank you again for the time, Chip, and good luck in your match.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And that was our special edition of FOW Radio Live at the Quad. Thank you again to our guests, Montez, Salacross, and Chip Day. And make sure you follow Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment on Facebook and on Twitter. They're at ATL Wrestling ENT. And make sure you check out their next show at the Quad. It's real and it's spectacular in 2 weeks. On August 16 is going to be another great show put in by AWE. And as always, make sure you follow FOW Radio on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow me at Yellow Maniac. And as well, make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. And until next time, keep watching wrestling.